So some enjoyment is also the in difficulties. Of course, if a man wants to study it, there is some enjoyment difficulties also. Suppose you do not take chapati, I mean this bread, as we take. And suppose you take, just for a change, some enjoyment will also be there, although you do not like it. Some enjoyment will also be there. So bitterness is itself an enjoyment. Bitterness is itself a taste. Similarly, comfort is really discomfort, because you are bound. She said, I'm sitting very comfortably. That is, I'm bound with certain sphere and with certain circles. So when you are bound, not the comfort at all. When you are free, then that is the comfort. Yeah. And what is the freedom there? When you are free from comfort and discomfort, then that means you are free from anything. I think good talk. Another question?
This man wants you to say something socially about the West, but I think the mind is also social.
No, I am telling you also, to you also, if you can calm down the mind of any person, that is the best social self. You want riches. I want riches. What for? So that I may pass my life very easily and comfortably.
Yeah.
And suppose riches are not there, and you pass the life comfortably, it is itself riches.
Yeah, that's true.
So riches, of course, are for certain things. You can purchase so many things, do anything. You can have a car, aeroplane, anything. It is for that. And suppose no riches, and you have got the aeroplane and car and everything, that means you are happy. So what is the real thing? Something behind yourself. That you are something behind yourself, not as you look.
That's true. Right.
And this is a scientific process I'm telling you about. It. When you meditate, you wait for something.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, you wait for ultimate result, or ultimate goal, or God, or divinity.
Yeah.
Unconsciously, you wait. That is, you have started for that alone.
Yeah.
You wait for something. Now, when you wait for something, and since you are at one point, you are meditating, waiting for something. So that heat produces a sort of vacuum.
A sort of?
Vacuum.
Vacuum.
Vacuum,
yeah.
Yeah. A sort of vacuum. When then vacuum is created, power begins to come. So the whole body, the whole physical frame should be vacuumized.
Yeah.
So that the whole grace may come to you. And moreover, a man gets the grace, but the way is blocked. Way is blocked. And that we call it grossness. We remove the grossness. What for? So that God's grace may come directly into you.
Yeah.
And this is the work. And when you are free from all the grossness, half of the work of the master is over.
Yeah.
Because you begin to get what you call grace directly.
Yeah.
And he becomes the guru and you disciple of God.
Very finely explained. Mm-hmm.
In talk, I am ready. Such a talk, I am gone replying. But to deliver a speech is far difficult for me.
Yeah.
You go and question for everything.
Unless one has a welcome, grace cannot descend into him.
And that is my grossness. And I am telling you, I devote so much time in removing it.
Yeah.
And I am having very good results also. So most of the time, I devote in cleaning you. And of course, transmission is alongside.
Yeah.
So transmission is molded for some specific purpose that it works.
Yeah.
Suppose with this very transmission, you mold it, that I may become rich, it will work there also. It is a sort of power. Molding is your work.
Yeah.